futures drifted lower Thursday, waiting for cash direction. Recent demand indexes suggest record high retail beef prices might be starting to pressure demand. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 5th of November. Cattle futures on Thursday paused from the week's rally, but stronger cash prices so far this week and indicators of feedlot marketing currentness suggest there's room to roam higher. For instance, the dressed steer weight the week ending October 23rd was 918 pounds, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. That was 4 pounds lighter than the previous week and 13 pounds lighter year over year. The average dressed heifer weight of 842 pounds was 2 pounds heavier week to week, but 5 pounds lighter year over year. Live cattle futures closed an average of 43 cents lower, from 12 cents lower toward the back to $1.02 lower in spot D's. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 87 cents lower, from 47 cents lower at the back to $1.15 lower in spot November. That was despite another day of lower corn futures, which were down mostly 2 to 4 cents. Weakness in that complex came in the face of increased net U.S. corn export sales for the week ending October 28, according to USDA's weekly U.S. export sales report. Net U.S. corn export sales of 1.22 million metric tons for 2021-22 were 37% more than the previous week and 10% more than the prior four-week average. U.S. net soybean exports of 1.86 million metric tons were 58% more than the previous week and 19% more than the prior four-week average. But soybean futures closed 19 to 22 cents lower through SEP of 22 and then mostly 14 to 17 cents lower, pressured by oil prices and chatter about a potential record crop in Brazil. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Thursday afternoon. So far this week, the only established sales are $2 higher in the Southern Plains at $128 a hundredweight, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were at $124 to $126 in the Texas Panhandle, $126 in Kansas, $127 in Nebraska, and $126 to $127 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was at $200. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.73 higher Thursday afternoon at $290.22 a hundredweight. Select was 50 cents higher at $268.22. Net U.S. beef export sales for the week ending October 28th of 16,700 metric tons were 13% less than the prior week, but 15% more than the previous four-week average. Increases were primarily for South Korea, China, Japan, Taiwan, and Canada.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy-handling Hereford cow. That's right, no broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers sold $6 to $14 higher at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifers sold steady to $12 higher. There are 5,510 head on offer. Feeder steers sold unevenly steady at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, while feeder heifers traded steady to $3 lower. Steer calves there sold $3 to $5 higher, and heifer calves sold steady. There are 3,556 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing less than 650 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 1,750 head. Heifers weighing 900 to 950 sold $3 higher, but $3 lower for lighter calves. There are too few comparable steer and heifer sales to trend at other weights. Major U.S. financial indices were mixed Thursday as investors awaited the monthly employment report due out Friday. Positive news included initial weekly unemployment insurance claims of 269,000 for the week ending October 30th, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. That was the fewest since March 14th of last year, and fewer than expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 33 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 19 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 128 points. Also on the day, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed another 94 cents to $2.05 lower in the front six contracts, with follow-through pressure from the previous session. Beef and pork demand indexes reflected strength in the second quarter, but weakened during the summer months as rising wholesale beef prices started to dampen retail enthusiasm, according to the Livestock Marketing Information Center in the latest Livestock Monitor. According to LMIC analysts, the third quarter all-fresh beef demand index fell from 124 last year to 121 this year. But they point out last year's level was the second highest behind 2020. They add that the pork demand index for the third quarter posted a significant reduction, falling from last year's record of 124 to 100 this year. All told, they say record retail price levels will likely be a headwind to demand in the near term, but meat demand indexes are still showing relatively strong levels. As mentioned previously in Cattle Current, retail prices in September were record high for beef, pork, and broilers. According to LMIC, the all-fresh beef retail price was 17.8% more year-over-year in September at $7.40 a pound. Retail pork prices were 16.4% higher at $4.72 a pound, and the broiler composite price was 8% higher at $2.16. The September Consumer Price Index was 5.4% more year-over-year, and LMIC analysts say the meat index reported a jump of 12.6% over the previous year, while the poultry index increased 6.1%. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 5th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.